All right, everyone, we are live on scene.
Here we are.
Ben Little League.
Yeah, man. Bridgeport, Connecticut, at this amazing turf facility.
So why are we here, Danny?
Wow, man. It's come a long way really quick, but we are here for our baseball camp, which is pretty cool. Diving into something a little new. We did hockey camp a couple weeks back, trying baseball. Had a pretty decent turnout. And here we are, man.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's pretty cool to be here at our second single sport camp, you know, idea that we basically conceived going into the summer, you know, got offered an opportunity for two different facilities. Being able to use the Nell is awesome.
Yeah.
I think it's really cool too that both of our camps have existed in Bridgeport as well. You know, Wonderland of Ice is in Bridgeport where we held that camp, the hockey camp, and now here we are, North End Little League, you know, trying to give back to the community that needs it as well, you know?
Sure. So the cool thing about this place, there's a little history with me here. This is where I grew up playing basketball.
Right. Let's tangential right away. Go tangential right away.
I grew up playing baseball here. I started on that field there. Hit my first home run on this, first and only home run of Little League on that field.
Nice.
And then my senior season, or my last season, my 12-year-old season, happened here as well before turf and everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. So it's nice to be back. Nice to be back and be doing this here.
It's very cool. Now here we are, like a little microcosm of all of that. We got small field. We got 6- and 7-year-olds and 8-year-olds. We have 9-, 10-, 11-year-olds on that middle field. And then we got the, like you said, the people graduating over here on the other one. It's kind of cool to see all of that come together. So 40 plus kids.
Yeah, we're doing good stuff, man.
Yeah.
What I love most about this is that we're actually here doing this podcast in the middle of the camp. I don't know if you can see
kids running around in the back
here. We have Vinny DeRubius here. He is a former Savannah Banana, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Love that he's here doing that. He's kind of on his own personal journey, which is cool to see. But he's here giving back and teaching these kids. They're doing trick plays right now, which is pretty cool. Banana style.
Yep. So no, it's very cool.
So this is cool because this is our first time kind of hands off, right? Tell me about
that. I mean, here we are doing a podcast in the middle of camp. Normally I would be running around making sure that counselors are doing what they're supposed to be doing and stuff like that. And I think growth has been something we've talked a lot about in our podcast. So this was interesting, setting an alarm at 6:30 in the morning, waking up kind of casually, throwing a couple of chairs in my car because that's what was needed.
Yeah.
And then I came here and have just been helping out where I can. This camp has been totally run by our newest employee, Tyler Feldman.
Yeah.
And he has absolutely crushed it, you know?
He's doing great, man. And he had put a lot of pressure on himself, like anybody that starts a new job, right? They want to prove their worth and they feel like they have something to prove and they want to get out and do a really good job. And, you know, trying to take the pressure off of him doing that, but, you know, He's come through.
Yeah. He told me, he's like, it was awesome that you and Jim are both away last week because it allowed me just to like have to figure it out. You know, like I couldn't just call you guys up and like rely on you guys to do all the messaging and all that stuff. He's like, I had to sort it out and do it. And again, we're only a few hours into day one of the whole week. Yeah. And there's a lot that we're going to still keep a close eye on as we go. But it's been really nice to kind of just sit back and, I don't know. For me, the biggest reward is like seeing him get it. And like, not that we had to sit and explain it. We just, this is what we do. This is what we're trying to execute. Do it. And he really has, you know, it's been awesome.
As in my role here at Live Free as a chief morale officer, it's really special to see somebody come in, like you say, get it, right? Because mm-hmm. it proves that the work that you and I have done, the hard work that we've done, paying off, and not just paying off, but that we're on the right path.
Right.
Right. And we're doing that. And then the other part of it is we're building a culture here where we are empowering people to come in and just do what they're, I call it do their job, but I don't mean that in like a negative way, like do what they're supposed to be doing, what they want to do.
Correct.
And empowering them to do that and giving them the resources to do that. And then just watching them execute.
Yeah. Cool. And again, I guess this shows the path that we're going down is right, because I thought about this in my role too, as the inspiration officer here, the chief inspiration officer. Like my goal is to make sure our messaging goes out and spreads. And what I've come to realize with this camp with Tyler is, I, you know, in giving him all the tools, letting him be inspired by the things that inspire him within our message and incorporate them to something he loves, like baseball. It's really cool. It's cool to see that Tyler's not here running a baseball camp. He is running a Live Free baseball camp, a Live Sports camp. And that's really special because he's using the things from his past, but now he's also incorporating in the new things. It's not like he's buying in. He's selling it, you know, and I think it's really cool. It's funny. One of the analogies I was thinking of, and you got to let me go a little bit here with sure. this one. It is connected to baseball. And I think the one thing I felt, one of my favorite books is a book called Shoeless Joe. It's what Field of Dreams was based off of. And obviously in that movie and in the book at the end, the concept is if you build it, you know, he will come. Obviously speaking of all the different things that the main character needed in that, but the closing scene in that that movie and in the idea of the book is they've built this field, they put all their passion into it, not really worrying about the financial end of it, just they dumped everything they could, resources, spiritually, physically, financially into this thing. And at the end, the reward is that people are coming to see it. What's interesting about that whole idea is that there's never another book after that explains what it's like to actually then have to sit in the stands and watch people digest what you built in their own way. Yeah. You know, like you can't tell them to experience it the same way you experienced it as Moonlight Graham walks across and turns into old Graham and saves the day. Like, you can't, all that already happened. And now these new people are coming in and they're just going to sit there and be inspired by it in their own way. And I, like, there's no manual for that. I feel like that's where we're kind of at right now. I wanted to podcast here today and kind of talk about this idea of, like, here we are letting it go and letting people do it. And I know you've gone through this a lot with me as well.
So that's a topic that I want to bring up, right? To see you letting it go and letting him cook is super special to me. And not for any other reason. It's not that I have a problem with your ownership. It's that you are now seeing that in order to grow, people have to be able to come in and,
right.
and execute. And this is also a testament to your work and your dedication and your messaging is that, again, Tyler can come in, get it, and execute.
Right.
Right. And now you can sit back and be like, wow, I can let this go a little bit.
Right.
Somebody can successfully pull off our vision, the vision of what we're trying to build. And now it's going to empower you to go even further. I can't wait.
It's going to be a fun ride.
Yeah,
it really is. And we have a lot of different directions that we can take what we're doing right now. And it's fun to sit back and kind of evaluate success in more than just the dollars and cents or more than just the number of people that signed up or more than just how engaged the coaches are, like taking a step back and actually authentically seeing if it's working is a really cool reflective point to be in. Like I had a flashback this morning to us in the golf cart that we borrowed at baseball softball last year, you know, which is baseball softball jamboree, which is coming up in October. And driving around, just grinding the whole thing, reflecting in the moment about like ways that we can improve things. And like, honestly, the biggest improvement we can make to that is giving us the ability to do kind of what we're doing right now, to almost be members of the crowd looking at it, because not because we don't want to work, you know, because I almost put my glove in the car, almost brought my phone go, you know, like I didn't do any of it.
Like, no, I'm not doing it.
But like, because I could walk around and talk to every one of these kids and I want to, you know, but you need to step back and also be, a manager of this. Like we have to really evaluate whether this is the path that Live Sports and Live Free should be going down. Should we be doing single sports camps like this? Should we be doing these jamborees that we're doing without grinding in them, you know? And I think it's fun to be at that point, you know? So. Yeah,
it's special.
It's awesome.
One of the things that another topic that I wanted to bring about with this was, you know, where we struggle a little bit with the initial concept, right? Whenever you bring something new to market, It's always challenging to get people to buy in.
Yeah.
And, you know, sitting 2 weeks ago when we had, I think, six players signed up, Tyler was panicking, not for any other reason, but that he wanted to prove himself. I think it was a real issue.
It was existential. He was worried. I think it was anybody looks for the microcosm or the macrocosm.
But it's funny how it all works out, right? 44 kids ended up signing up. And it's funny just how it all works out, man. And
I hope he comes to appreciate the calm that we tried to give him in those moments. He's like, man, don't worry about
it. Can I ask you honestly? Were you nervous?
No, not really.
I was a little bit.
Knowing financially how much we had into this was what really gave me the...
So my nervousness was nothing about the finances of it. And it was more like, I really want Tyler to get a base hit here, right? Using that metaphor. I really want him to get a hit here because then he's off to the races.
Right.
If he starts off slow with a strikeout.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I guess I appreciate that. That's why you're the morale officer, I guess. And I'm sitting here.
But at the same time,
a good bounce.
But at the same time, I had absolute confidence that we'd get to this point.
Yeah, yeah.
If you remember talking, I was like, I think we're going to hit like 30, 30 and 40.
Yep. And that's where we are.
And we're even more. So that's great for him.
And cool things have come about with it too.
Oh my.
Like opportunities from other organizations come in and get involved. You know?
Can't talk about that because it's going to air tomorrow.
Oh, this is. Yeah. So we can't let
you talk about that tomorrow.
We could. We're going to leave it.
Yeah. So we have our friends at GCA.
Yeah.
They're looking to award some players. Some baseball players with some scholarship stuff.
And it fits the mission of their foundation that they've started, which is about, you know, trying to give kids opportunities to participate in sports for reasons that are beyond just, you know, a financial need for it, even though that's an aspect of it, but it's about demonstrating leadership skills, you know, being a positive entity on the team, being someone deserving of those things. And it all fits with what we're doing. Again, I guess the reason I bring it up is it echoes back to what you said at the beginning of this. It's somebody looking in at what we're doing and getting it, you know? Like what we're trying to deliver with Live Sports is that, like, the messaging is all about, you know, developing courage, facing fear, you know, being somebody that develops a passion for the game while enhancing their skills, not the opposite, you know. And it was kind of cool to have Darcy see that and want to be able to help us with it. So yeah. It's really cool.
Definitely appreciate her. She's done a lot of good stuff for us. But like I said, she's a light warrior. She gets it.
Mm.
She is a warrior of the light and she gets it. It's really cool to be around those kind of people. And, you know, I think that's the vision that we have for these camps and these sports events is that we can collaborate with other organizations, other people that are aligned with our values.
It's what we talk about, man, community, right? And community is built authentically. And yes, there are people that we want people to buy into the messaging of live free. Like, we want you to do this because you want to help kids with cancer. Like, 100%.
Yeah.
You know? Just like it's beautiful to sit outside and watch, like, and look at the flowers and then realize the birds are chirping. It's the same thing. Like, I don't mind that they're here. And maybe for 20 or 30 minutes, they forget why they're here because they're doing something they love.
Sure.
And then we get to remind them of that as they leave. And then they realize that they're doing good and they're doing the thing that they love. And again, when you're doing that, like, that's magic. That is the recipe for coming back to us too and wanting to continue to help live free
and build that community
because we're giving something back to them. So not just taking from them. That's what we always want. That's every event that I've ever planned with you and every event I've ever seen live free do. Community is the core of it. You know, we talk about love. Like there's so much love in what we try to do. And it's not that we want other people just to love what we do. We want them to feel the love and also give it, you know? It's a beautiful thing.
It is. I love it. Lucky we got some good weather today, too. Yeah. This week looks pretty good.
Funny. I didn't even look at the weather forecast for the 5 days. I've been running camps since I was 15 years old. Right. That's the thing that I would have been on for a month.
I'm just kidding. But seriously. No, this is great, man. What a great place to be.
Love it.
And I love, going back to Vinny a little bit, you know, I love that he's here.
Yeah.
For his reasons, you know?
Getting to know him throughout this, you know, I knew Vinny is a Trumbull High graduate. I was a teacher at Trumbull High while he was there. Never really interacted directly with him. He knew kids that I knew. And then to know what he went through in his baseball story has experienced, to then see him try to reignite that and then do it on this one of the biggest stages, that the fledgling stages that's around in the Savannah Bananas. And then, you know, to see that kind of go a different direction. And then the way that we serendipitously just connected with him.
Yeah.
And, you know, honestly, I feel that he, like you talk about light warriors, like here's a kid that I think is realizing the light that he has. And I mean, the kids aren't magnetized to him because he's a Savannah Banana right now. They're magnetized to him. They may go to him because of that, but the pull of these kids to come near him says everything about him as a person, not about the fame that he has. That makes sense?
100%.
And I love that he's involved in this. And I hope he knows how authentically we appreciate everything that he's doing here.
Yeah.
He was wearing a Savannah Banana shirt when I pulled up today. And Tyler goes, oh, do you want to wear a camp shirt? But you can keep the banana shirt on if you want. He's like, oh, no, I'm taking this off.
Yeah.
You know, right there. You know, like.
Yeah, he gets it.
It's what it's all about.
He's a good one, man.
Mm-hmm.
He's a good dude. So we are, we're not there yet, but we're close. Pretty excited about what's coming. We have football coming up.
Yeah, the football jamboree is going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, should be good.
I wasn't fully convinced on it right away, mainly just because of my ignorance with the sport. But, you know, that group blindly has already raised over $500. Yeah. You know, they're already a third of the way to helping one family.
Yeah, they're going to do good work. That's going to be a fun event.
Yeah.
You know, football has its challenges, being such a combat sport. But I think that there's a lot more sportsmanship in combat sports. And I think we're going to see that. Well, I'm hoping that we bring that on.
Listen, and again, we have to learn too. Look at baseball. Baseball is a stage sport, I call it. Like, yeah. You're on a stage. If the ball's hit to you, all of a sudden, spotlight directly on you. If you're at bat, spotlight directly on you. Not that hockey wasn't, but it's a fast-moving game where everybody needs to be in sync and moving, you know? Like, so every sport is different. Every sport presents its own challenges for us. But in those challenges, it helps us evaluate whether our messaging is good for each one. I think we're going to get there.
Yeah, man. I'm excited.
It's good stuff.
I'm going to go back to checking out this camp. And I got some paperwork to do. So it is work getting done, guys.
That is 17 minutes. A little bit of a break. We're back at it.
All right, y'all. See you.